Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Twice in the Gospel of Matthew, in pretty rapid succession, Jesus presents children as the model for Christians, the heirs to the kingdom of heaven. In Matthew 18, the apostles are arguing about which of them is the greatest. And as the cure to that stupid sickness, Jesus sets a child in their midst and says, "Amen, I say to you, unless you become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Then again, in the very next chapter, Jesus reiterates the point. The disciples try to prevent a group of children from bothering him, but Jesus says, "Let the children come to me, and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Now, here's what makes these passages puzzling. We all know that kids often are not model Christians. Kids can be just as selfish and obnoxious as anyone else. And usually, when people preach about these passages from the gospel, they make a big deal about saying that we have to be childlike, not childish. The problem is that most preachers don't actually tell us in any detail what the difference is. So, what is the difference between being childish and childlike? What is the aspect of little children that we're all supposed to imitate if we want to get into heaven? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. What makes kids different? Well, the most obvious thing that's distinctive about children is that they're smaller than the rest of us. It's very, very simple. Human beings start out short. But of course, we're all small. We're all tiny, really, from the perspective of society or humanity or history or the planet or the universe. And of course, relative to God, we barely even exist at all. We all want to believe that we're a big deal. Like the apostles, they all wanted to argue about which of them was the greatest. It's like a bunch of little three-year-old kids trying to flex their biceps and arguing about which of them has the biggest muscles. It's really kind of funny from the perspective of an adult to watch that. Because kids, at the end of the day, they're not very strong. Because they're not very big. And neither are we. Do you remember that often enough? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Something else that sets kids apart, by definition, is that they're younger than the rest of us. They haven't been around very long. They're not very experienced. And, what's wonderful, they have most of their lives ahead of them. Most of their human development, most of the wonderful surprises that God has in store for them, most of the big changes, all that's still yet to come. But of course, that's true for all of us, whether you're 15 years old or 85 years old. Eternity is waiting for us. We haven't even begun to live. Glory is waiting for us. Transformation and the thrill of plunging into realms far too rich for us to imagine, it's all ahead of us. For kids, even for happy kids, the best is yet to come. And the same is true for us. Do we remember that often enough? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Children depend on others for pretty much everything. The younger you are, the more you depend on others for all your needs, physical, emotional, cognitive, and for all your development. And of course, the same is true for each of us. Every breath, every heartbeat, every moment gravity keeps the atoms of our bodies from flying off in different directions, all that comes from God. Every time our intellect works right and gives us a true insight, that all comes from God. Every time our will chooses the right thing, every time we take delight in something good, that all comes from God. A little child is dependent on others for everything, as we are dependent on God for everything. Do we remember that often enough? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Kids are bratty when their attitude doesn't correspond to the truth of their situation. When they act like they're a big deal, even though they're so small. When they act like they know everything, even though they're so young. When they act entitled, even though they depend on the generosity of others for everything. And that's the difference between adults who are childish and childlike. A child is small, and so are we. Do we remember that? A childish person tries to be more important than everybody else. A childlike person knows how small they are in the big picture and is happy and humble as a result. A child is young. So are we. Do we remember that? A childish person pretends they know everything, that they're knowledgeable and experienced enough to be cynical. A childlike person knows they don't know much, and they're excited for the future, which God has promised will be joyful and enlightening. A child is dependent. So are we. Do we remember that? A childish person pretends to be self-sufficient. A childlike person smiles up at God in gratitude for all they've been given. Then the childlike person raises their hands up to God and asks Him, "Please pick me up," because they know they are small and young and not self-sufficient, but they also know they are loved and cared for. And so they are happy and at peace, which is why Christ says that to them, to the childlike, belongs the kingdom of heaven. Lord, grant us the humility of knowing our littleness, our youth, and our dependence on you, and grant us the joy and the peace of giving ourselves to your Father and Mother so that we may fully rest in their love. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking
the ruin of souls.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, I'm curious, what aspect of being childlike resonated with you the most?
Well, I'll tell you at first, my reflection or what struck me here was I was so worried that you'd be offending all of our young listeners because you were listing out things, you know. I think most people don't like when anyone's like, you're just short and you're young and you're... It just might come across as offensive, but I like that the whole point of this meditation is we all are. It's just that some of us don't realize it. And it's especially much worse because children, these are just facts of their nature for who knows how many years. I don't know. People age in different ways at different times, but it's not their fault. And if you're not a child and you're acting like this, the difference is that it is your fault.
Yes. Really, so good point.
It was a much more excruciating self-reflection, I think, especially with the pride. I think I've talked about it before, but my favorite part in The Brothers Karamazov is this little boy named Kolya, who I deeply related to because he was so prideful. I thought he was so cool when I was first reading it, because he's a bit of a daredevil and he's always trying to prove himself to all these little kids and be the darkest, smartest, most intelligent leader of this little band of ruffians. And he wants to prove to every adult around him that he knows more than they do. And then finally, this young man who's in the seminary comes up to him and immediately starts trying to prove to this young man that he is so much smarter. And he just kind of looks at him just a little sad because of how hard he's trying. He couldn't care less about how impressive this kid is. And this kid's kind of shocked. And finally he tells him that the worst thing a man can fear is to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
What a little thing. But I was struck by
the
that.
The dumbest thing we can fear is to be embarrassed.
And now he says it more elegantly.
You mean embarrassed that somebody finds out we don't actually know everything in the world?
Yes. When in actuality, when I think about all the situations in which I was so scared someone would figure out that I don't know what I'm talking about, really that's the most embarrassing part of it. And no one bats an eye if you just say, oh, I don't know what you mean.
Exactly.
Explain it.
You know
in
what?
Fact, we love to explain it to people.
That's
so
it.
It's always working in the wrong way. And that just was a slap in the face because I realized how childish I was.
I had the most stunning experience of this when I was writing my dissertation. I would write and then I would meet with Father Johann Rothen. This guy is an absolute genius.
The Riddler.
Yeah, we used to call him the Riddler. And he'd go line by line through what I wrote, and I had this tremendous fear because he would say, okay, Michael, what did you mean here? What did you mean here? And I was scared to death. And I tried to prove to him that I knew what I was talking about. And finally, one day I just said, he would ask me, well, what did you mean here? And I would say, I finally just said, well, Father Rothen, what would you say here? And he told me something brilliant. And I wrote it down. And then I just, every time he would ask me, basically, what do you know? I would say,
nothing.
Nothing. What do you know? And he would tell me, and he was like,
why have I
been trying to prove to the greatest expert that I'm the expert? This is ridiculous.
And it's also a terrible way to learn. You're never going to have all the knowledge if you are pretending like you already have it. I'll tell you what, I was a terrible student because I was too scared to ask questions or too scared to answer and be wrong. And that's not a good way to learn.
If we could, maybe just a really good resolution would be drop the pressure to know everything and just start asking everybody in every situation, what do you think?
Like a kid.
Like a kid.
I love how many questions kids ask.
Well, they always ask why, what?
And at some point, we stop asking why and we don't learn anything more.
Yeah.
And we lose curiosity.
I think curiosity is the greatest strength of a child. Curiosity, be willing to ask.
Yeah. And ask for help. I'm amazed with the humility I witness in my 4-year-old nephew, Cormac, because he'll be putting something together. He'll be drawing or making some piece, and he will come over and say, this part I can't do. Can you do this for me? He knows what he wants.
Yeah.
He's a good manager. He says, I'll delegate this. Or we'll get to it. I'll be helping him with something. And he'll just analyze. And he'll step back for a second. And then he'll turn to me and goes, I can't do this. I'm too little. I can't do this.
Whoa, yeah.
I can't. And sometimes I'm like, no, no, you can. But he's just very watchful and he's not afraid yet of
and how many
knowing his limits.
How many close relationships we make a mess of because we have to be right.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't we just stop and just say, what do you think? And then just listen and then ask more questions. Save so much hassle.
Yeah.
You know, this seems like a very simple meditation, but there's a lot.
It's almost like Jesus says these simple things that are deeply profound. Someone should really...
You know, I'm starting to think he was God.
Yeah. We should really make a religion out of this.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.